Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, Mrs. Noah.
She is the mother of everyone you will ever meet, yet we don't know when she was born. Today, all the people of the world, whether Asian, African, or Caucasian, can trace their lineage to this woman. She lived during a period when morals sank to an all-time low and the earth was filled with violence. The answer to this riddle is not Eve, but someone who lived at least 10 generations after Eve. In the Bible, she is identified only as the wife of Noah, so we'll call her Mrs. Noah. Her husband is mentioned over 50 times in the Bible. We're told Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Peter calls him a preacher of righteousness. When God told Noah he was going to destroy the world by a flood, he said to build a boat 450 feet long. For 120 years, Noah warned the people of God's coming judgment, but no one listened. Can you imagine how hard it was for Mrs. Noah when people made fun of her husband? How she had to encourage him when he got tired of preaching with no results? Realize, too, her boys had no good kids to play with. Yet she must have done a first-rate job of raising these preacher's kids, because when the world was destroyed, God saved her three sons. Eventually, the day came when Noah gathered the animals, Mrs. Noah and their sons and wives into the ark. Weather forecast? 40 days and nights of rain, followed by 150 more days of waiting until they could step out on dry land to begin again. Mrs. Noah, you surely exemplify the scripture that says, "Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." You, Mrs. Noah, belong in the Hall of Fame.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.